A very good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kieran Uri-Tassiet, and you are welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, where we play an hour of Eurovision Song Contest music.
Hello everybody, this is Esther Hart from the Netherlands.
Hello everybody, this is Paula Selling.
And this is Ovi from Romania.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Toute petite, quelquefois, il me prenait par la main. Et heureuse, à petit pas, je marchais par les chemins vers la ville aux mille lumières, aux côtés de mon papa, vers le monde extraordinaire et magique du cinéma. Peter Pan, c'était le plus grand. Et Mickey était si gai quand il chantait dans les prés. Alice au pays des merveilles, le dimanche après-midi, était blonde, était belle, et le film jamais fini. Cinéma, cinéma, tout le monde est fou de toi. Cinéma,
tune there from Switzerland in 1980s Eurovision Song Contest from The Hague, Netherlands. That is Paolo with Cinema, which was obviously sung in French, but cinema in French also means cinema in English. Oh, yes. And a fantastic song from Switzerland coming fourth with 104 points. The song recollects the childhood of the singer, Paola, when she loved the cinema, the lights and the heroes of the cinema, such as Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland, Charlie Chaplin, Fred Astaire, Buster Keaton, Mickey Mouse and Walt Disney. Now, the song was performed ninth on the night, following Sweden's entry in 1980, called Jos Nu from Thomas Ledin, and preceding the Finnish entry from Vesna Matilori with Hulmelis. And at the close of voting, as I say, it received 104 points in a field of 19. And a fantastic result for Switzerland back then in 1980. And I think they were really quite confident of doing pretty well on that show. But it was such a tight contest between Ireland Johnny Logan with What's Another Year, and of course Katja Epstein from Germany with Theater. So cinema, theater, What's Another Year. And also the UK entry came third that year, which was obviously the amazing Love Enough For Two from Prima Donna. Love that tune too. Well, you are welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Ari Tassius. I hope you enjoy your stay here until 6 p.m. on Forest FM. If you would like to get in contact with us, it would be lovely to hear from you. You can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. You can send us a tweet at escshowcase. And of course, you can like our Facebook page and send us a message there. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. And we got four requests to play this week. We have a lovely Sadie Trent who has requested a Ukrainian song out of three artists. So we'll play one of those. And also we have a request from Javier Laval in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Now Sadie Trent is in Upham-Weston-Supermare, but not too far away from Weston-Supermare is the city of Bristol, and Martin Palmer has a request. Now Martin Palmer also does a Eurovision radio show, and I've been lucky enough to meet him earlier this year in Heathrow and in Lisbon, as we were on the same flight going to the 2018 contest, which was great. And so it was lovely to meet Martin and his wife, so it was awesome. And I will leave a link up on the Eurovision Showcase Facebook page on how to get hold of Martin's show. So Martin has requested this song from Moldova in 2012, and to my personal taste, I would never have picked to play this song, but you might enjoy it, you know. The music is in the eye of the beholder, of course. And Moldova in 2012 came 11th, with 81 points. And here is Pasha Befeni with Loeta, which means fiddler. So here's Moldova 2012.
At the wedding tonight, she looks nicer than the bride. When she smiles, I forget my lyrics. I got blind, I got mad, not from the time she had, but from the beauty that put my heart on fire. Yeah, you have never been to my show, you haven't seen before how looks that trumpet, but the sound goes straight to your soul. Guess you out of control, this trumpet makes you mine, girl. Like from paradise, you came down from the skies on a plane which belongs to your daddy. Welcome to carousel, the wine is sweet, but you can't cost too much. It's no good for a princess. You have never been to my show, you haven't seen before how looks that trumpet, but the sound goes straight to your soul. This rabbit makes you mine, girl.
You. Why, yeah. La voix est libre, libre de tout. Tout est possible et on s'en fout. En équilibre sur les genoux. La voix est libre, libre de tout. La voix est libre, libre de tout. Tout est possible et on s'en fout. Prends-toi pour cible, tiens-toi debout. La voix est libre, libre de tout. Libre de crier tes rêves le matin quand tu te lèves. D'inventer un face-à-face devant ta glace. Regarde-toi dans les yeux et parle avec qui tu veux. Tu t'es pas levé pour rien, c'est déjà bien. La voix est libre, libre de tout. Tout est possible et on s'en fout. Passer l'écran de ces images en noir et sang. Tu peux changer les couleurs qui te font peur. Quand tu descends dans la rue, si on t'a pas reconnu, t'as pas crié assez fort. Essaie encore.
La voix est libre, libre de tout. Et on s'en fout. On équilibre sur les genoux. La voix est libre, libre de tout.
La voix est libre, libre de tout. Tout est possible et tu t'en fous. Chacun sa Bible, écrit partout. La voix est libre, libre de tout.
Frédéric, representing Belgium at the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest there, and with La Voix Libre. Libre de tout. I just love that song, and I hope you enjoyed that too. They didn't do particularly well at the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest, which is, to me, a real, real shame. And I just, there's so many injustices in Eurovision. I mean, we could go on. But sadly, it only came 20th out of 23 songs, and it got 8 points. Poor old Frederik. Well, I must say a big happy birthday to Frederik from Gothenburg, Sweden. Gothrik and Robert listened to the show quite often, and it was Frederick's birthday on Friday, so a very happy birthday to you, Frederick. And Robert's request is coming up next. Yes, we're staying in Sweden now, and we're going to Robert's request, which is a song that came second in the Danish national final in 1989, and this song is called From the Land of Camelot, okay? And the song is sung by a lady with an amazing voice. It's Lisia Jonsson. Yes, so his Landed Camelot from Denmark's national final, Dansk Melody Grand Prix, in 1989, coming second.
Et glimt en This is Laura Risotto from Latvia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Je donnerai ce que j'ai de plus cher. Je pourrais même faire quelques prières. J'apprendrai à devenir celle que tu voudrais que je devienne. J'irai contre les tempêtes et les vents. Je crierai haut et fort mes sentiments. Pour que nos routes se mélangent, je deviendrai ton ange. Tout de moi, je dépose à tes pieds mes heures et mes armes. Quand tout déjà me rappelle que je ne suis rien sans toi. Oui, tout de moi, je te donne tous mes rêves, mon cœur et mon âme. Quand tout déjà me rappelle que je n'existe plus sans toi. Dans cette ville où tout parle de nous, reste le souvenir des rendez-vous. J'accroche des mots pleins d'espoir en attendant le vent du soir. J'ai des nuits qui ressemblent à des années. J'ai perdu le sommeil à trop rêver. J'ai beau crier contre des murs, mais rien ne me rassure. Tout de moi, je dépose à tes pieds mes heures et mes armes. Quand tout déjà me rappelle que je ne suis rien sans toi. Et si les dieux sont contre nous, alors je serai marabout. Je chasserai les hivers froids comme une reine de cœur défend son roi.
Lise Darcy representing Monaco in 2005. That is Tout de Moi. Oh, yes, All of Me. Yeah, the Monegasque entry to the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest, performed in French and sung by the French singer Lise Darcy. The song, as you heard, is a very dramatic ballad. And Dali is offering her love, All of Me, and telling him that everything already reminds me that I'm nothing without you. Dali also recorded an English version language called All of Me. And as Monaco is not qualified for the semi-final at the 2004 contest, the song was performed in the semi-final and here was performed sixth on the night, following Latvia's entry from Valdez and Kaja with The War Is Not Over, and preceding Israel's entry, Shiria My Mom. And at the close of voting, I only received 22 points, placing it 24th out of 25, and thus requiring Monaco to qualify from the semi-final the following year in 2006. And that was the second to last Monegasque entry that we've had at the Eurovision Song Contest. They did perform the following year in 2006 with Séverin Frères with La Coca Dance in Athens, but again, that didn't even qualify either, which was such a shame. Though that song, I really do love La Coca Dance. It's really cheesy. No, and I mean really cheesy. Yeah, one of those stinking bishops, if you know what I mean. And that only came 21st out of 23 with 14 points, so there you go. Poor old Monaco. When they came back, I had such positivity. Some more French music. It didn't really work. Never mind. So, let's move swiftly on to this.
Rob's Random Request.
Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request, and this is where my husband, Rob, I already touched yet, gets the two hats out. We've got little bits of paper in both hats, okay? And in one hat, we've got all the countries that have taken part in the Eurovision Song Contest. And in the other one, we've got loads of years, okay? So, Rob picks one out of each. Ends up being a Eurovision entry, and when we play that randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase, of course, it's absolutely random. Okay, so Rob's first hat has the countries in, and we've got Armenia. Well, Armenia debuted in the Eurovision in 2006, so let's hope Rob picks something after 2006. Okay, no, Armenia 1972. No, they were in the USSR then, I'm sure, probably. Okay, the next one is 1997. Can't do that. They were there then. They were, well, it was a country, at least an independent country. And no, we've got it. It's 2007. We can do that. It is 2007 Armenia, this week's Rob's Random Request. Okay, and it is Any Time You Need is the Armenian entry to the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest, sung in Helsinki in Finland. And the singer is called Heiko. Yes, a male ballad. Yes, this is. And it was the first time on occasion that Armenian was sang at the Eurovision Song Contest, at least in a little bit. Now, Heiko addresses himself to his lover, telling her that while other relationships end, theirs will endure. He explains that all I'll ever do is watch over you. He promises her that he will be there whenever she calls, crying with the blues, and all that he will dry your tears when you cry. The final lines of the song are delivered in Armenian, as I mentioned, and feature a similar profession of love, with Heiko singing that he will always be with you. Ah, yes. Oh, sweet. The performance had Heiko standing in the center of the stage in front of an artificial tree, and there were two backing singers, one of whom described by BBC commentator, the late great Sir Terry Wogan, as looking like a red Indian. Okay. Right. Well, Armenia ended up in 8th place at the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest with 138 points. So let's hear this week's
Rob's Random Request.
It is Heiko with Any Time You Need, Armenia 2007.
Thank you.
Nea Vial, Yes or No, from Heart to Heart, and that is Iceland's Eurovision entry in 1992's Eurovision Song Contest from Malmö, Sweden. And oh, what an amazing tune. I love it. Iceland came seventh with 80 points in 1992, and their national final, Sons for Kepnin, in 1992 was just... oh, star-studded. You can re-watch these national finals on YouTube. I mean, it literally, it's incredible. And the songs are so happy and cheery. I just, oh, they're just so addictive and always put a smile on my face. So if you're ever feeling a bit meh, then give that a go. Certainly, I highly recommend it. Right, let's move on to the news. Yes, it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 26th of August, 2018. Well, on Thursday night, Ivan Bezanov from Russia won the Eurovision Young Musicians 2018 in a star-studded grand final that took place in the Usher Hall in Edinburgh, Scotland, United Kingdom. Oh yes, and it was quite a spectacular show. You can re-watch it again by going over to the Eurovision Young Musicians YouTube channel or youngmusicians.tv website. Glenys Grace, who represented the Netherlands at the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest, has advanced to the semi-finals of America's Got Talent, and she performed the song Never Enough. It has been confirmed by the Israeli state broadcaster that the contest The Next Star will stay as their national selection format for next year's Eurovision Song Contest, which will be taking place in Israel. We will have the host city announcement sometime in September. Now, over in Denmark, their broadcaster DR has launched and opened its submissions for Danske Melodi Grand Prix 2019. And in Finland, their broadcaster YLE has revealed some information about UNK 2019. Well, it will announce its details in September, shall I say. And finally, for the Junior Eurovision 2018, Maria Paskowska will be representing the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia in the contest later this year, in November, in Minsk, the capital of Belarus. So that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritasiet, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3, right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest, on the south coast of the United Kingdom, and across the world on TuneIn Radio and forestfm.co.uk.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Good evening, Europe!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Station 92.3 Forest FM. Lyssnarland ovan. Liten är ju som en vind, som ett solstrejk i ditt sinn. Lycken är vad sången förtäller, små bagateller. Lycken är din och min. Lycken är ju som en vind, som ett solstrejk i ditt sinn. Lycken är vad sången förtäller, små bagateller. Lycken är din.
That's so awesome. That is Norway's Eurovision entry 1971 in the Gaiety Theatre, Dublin, Ireland. That is Hannah Krog with Lykkenær, which means happiness is. Did you like my Norwegian? I would love to speak it fluently. I think our good friend of the pod, of the radio show and the podcast, the amazing Kylie Wilson, is almost there, I think. Bless her heart. And Kylie, if you're listening, Gugfell to... No, not Gugfell, isn't it? Oh, I got it wrong. I'm thinking of Swedish. But maybe I'll be able to get away with it. I don't know. Probably not. Right, let's move swiftly on to another request. And the request is from Sadie Trent, who's coming up next. Yes, Sadie. Right, your request is coming up next. Now, as it's Ukrainian Independence Day last Friday, or is it next Friday? I'm sure it's last Friday. Yeah. Why not celebrate a bit of Ukrainian music? And Sadie's given me three artists for me to choose for their Eurovision songs, and I'm going to go with Zlata Ogravinich. I can't wait to play this. I've been wanting to play it for ages. Here is Ukraine 2013, coming third. Here is Gravity from Zlata. Enjoy this amazing song from this gorgeous, beautiful woman.
Nothing comes from dreams but dreams. Still you believe in wonder. Something happens and it seems like a strike of thunder. Nothing comes from love.
There's Latta with Gravity for Ukraine 2013, coming third, of course. Yes, all the threes there for Zlata and Ukraine. What an amazing song that was. It was my favorite of 2013, I'll probably think, actually. Oh, very closely by Iceland, actually. I love Yegaulith from Elfjör Yngvi. Oh, could go on, guys, could go on. I really could. Now, we're going to have another request very shortly, but first, I would like to respond to an email that we have had sent to us from Daniel Horder. Yes, Daniel, lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much for your emails. Lovely to hear from you. I've heard from you for a few months now via the email. And Daniel has said, I've been listening to the podcasts, and because we have this as a podcast later on if you want to listen to it, every Monday, and lately they've been coming available on the Podbean app and onto my iPhone. Yes, exactly. That's the way I do it too, Daniel. I listen back. Is that a bit sad? But I think I try and improve myself, of course. Now, imagine... He says, imagine if the next 10 Eurovision winners are from representing countries. What have they, if they've never won before? What do you think there's a chance of actually happening? Well, I would love to think that that would be the case. We've got Georgia and Armenia who haven't won yet. We've got Cyprus who might win soon. They're certainly bigging up their game after Aline Ferreira. We still have Lithuania to win a contest. In the sort of the eastern countries. Also, well, the Netherlands haven't won since 75. Belgium since 1986, they haven't won, I think, for a while. Poland still haven't won. So there's a lot of countries, certainly in the eastern part of Europe, who still haven't won the contest. And obviously, there's more countries that way. So obviously, Slovenia and Croatia and Macedonia and Montenegro as independent countries, and Serbia haven't won as independent countries, same for Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Albania haven't won yet either, so, and Malta haven't won, Iceland haven't won, so I do think that certainly, maybe not in the next 10 Eurovision countries, next Eurovisions will be from, winning songs will be from countries that haven't won, but I'd like to think at least half of them would be, that would be nice, that would be good. And he also goes on to say, what countries that have never won, do you want to win the Eurovision in the next 5 years? Well, Iceland is at the top of that for me. I feel like they try so hard. The country, like literally 99% of the viewing figures on that Saturday night at the grand final are watching their Eurovision Song Contest. They adore it up there, and they're big fans. I've got some fantastic Icelandic friends, Drifa and Stella, Ever, oh my goodness me, Eifor and Eithrun and all of them. My goodness me, they love the Eurovision Song Contest, and I love them for it too. You know, their passion for it, so that's good. And he also goes on to say, and obviously I think Malta are due a win very soon. And my God, they love it probably more than any other Eurovision participating country. And also, I do think the UK, if they can big up their game, we could go on for this forever, of course, relating to the United Kingdom, but I really do think that we could step the game up and we could do really well. Just hold on for that. Okay, and then Daniel, his last question is, have you ever realised most of the non-winning countries are mostly Eastern European or Slavic? Exactly. I have, just as you mentioned earlier, could you imagine if the next 10 Eurovision winners were from countries that have never won before? And I listed them. So it's true. And it's so interesting that Western Eurovision fans, who probably aren't fans, but, you know, they're casual viewers, just think that, you know, Eastern Europe always wins the Eurovision Song Contest, which is not true, obviously. Okay, so now, just my rant. Let's move on to our next request, and this comes from Javier Laval, and he has requested this brand new release from Amir, and he represented France, the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. He is with Ishe Ribo, and the song is called Comon Le Usur. I hope you enjoy this new release here on the Eurovision Showcase, courtesy of Javier Laval. Javier, thank you very much.
Dis-moi si tu veux faire un tour à deux, danser sur la mer, enjamber les rivières, les rayons du soleil, entre les arbres sommeils, n'attends pas que demain, la vie passe entre nos mains, comme les oiseaux en l'air, chante des mystères, on a tout pour plaire, être mieux qu'hier, on ira très haut. sac sur le dos, on verra sur la terre où se cache la lumière. S'il te plaît, c'est facile, tu sais. Laisse le vent venir, te souffler l'avenir. Enflammé de bonheur, on brûlera nos heures à courir dans ces champs de fou rire et de chant. Comme les oiseaux en l'air chantent des mystères. On a tout pour plaire, être mieux qu'hier. On ira très haut, nos sacs sur le dos. On verra sur la terre où se cache la lumière. Comme les oiseaux en l'air chantent des mystères. On a tout pour plaire, être mieux qu'hier. On ira très haut, nos sacs sur le dos, on verra sur la terre où se cache la lumière. Où se cache la lumière. Où se cache la lumière. Oh, 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 mm. Où se cache la lumière. Où se cache la lumière.
Rebo featuring Amir from France's Eurovision entry in 2016. That is the song Comme la Ousou. Enjoy. I hope you enjoyed that one. And let's move on to this amazing segment. I love playing this. It's time for Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase, and we're heading to the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest, and the song that was performed first on the night, it came fifth with 98 points, and this is just absolutely epic, with commentary from the late, great Sir Terry Wogan. Here we go. It's Cyprus, 1997. Hannah and Andreas Constantinou with the song Mana Moor. Yes, Mana Moor. You heard that right. A Mana Moor means from Greek into English. It means Mana Moor. No, it means my mother. Okay, so here we go to the Point Theatre in Dublin, Ireland. The same year, Katrina and the Waves won for the UK with Love Shine a Light. Here is the song that came fifth, Cyprus, 1997.
Trust me. Song one. Cyprus is called Manamu, Motherland. It's a breath of the warm Middle East. Of course, these films in between each national song give Ireland the opportunity to show itself at its best. This is computers and culture, Europe's youngest population, cyberspace, media connect, borders between art and technology blur. Oh, I'm only reading that stuff. I really understand it. And the Cyprus entry is going to be performed by Chara and Andreas Constantino. Now, Cyprus's contribution so far over the years has been the consistent award of deux points year in, year out to Greece, which has always been heartily reciprocated. See no reason for it to be any different this year. Motherland says, what should I call you, my joy? Grieving joy? An island in the sun is waiting for us. There's our heroes. Music and lyrics are by Constantino. That's Stavros Lantzias, conducting the RTE Concert Orchestra. First song, this year's Eurovision Song Contest. 25 of them. Cyprus entry there. Touch of the Mary Quants. They're going to cheer everything to the echo here on the point.
Hello, this is Lindsay Drakers from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, No Dream Impossible. Enjoy.
We follow the streets.
Lindsay Drakus, No Dream Impossible, the UK entry in 2001. Well, that's it for the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. And for me, Kieran Tosiat, I'd like to thank you very much for listening. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, vis lat, dobizenia. I'll see you soon. Toodaloo!